Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, and Southwest Airlines is eliminating one of its most popular and advertised perks. Let's get the details from Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher of JoeSentMe.com, based in New York. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And I think you said it when this policy was announced a couple of months ago, and a number of people have echoed that since, and that is doing away with Bags Fly Free, which will be done away with officially tomorrow, and then implementing assigned seating turns Southwest into just another airline.
Indeed, and that's part of the problem that doesn't show up on anybody's spreadsheet. I mean, all these changes that Southwest is imposing are being driven from an outside source, a hedge fund that has essentially taken control of Southwest, although the talking heads remain the same at the top of the C-suite. I'll give you a sense of how chaotic it's actually been. The policy to charge for bags goes into effect tomorrow. As of right this moment, you cannot find what Southwest will be charging for a bag on its website. It will be $35, but they haven't bothered to tell anybody that. And I think that's a kind of crystallization of both their operational problems and their emotional and branding problems.
What happens then once these two policies are put into effect? Once the bag fees are imposed, once the assigned seating goes into place, what does Southwest have going for it that the competition does not? I mean, outside of the fact that if you live on the south side or maybe in the southwest suburbs, Midway is just easier to get to compared to O'Hare.
Well, you've just capsulized what it means for Chicagoland flyers. If you're closer to Midway and they fly there, and all things being equal, you'll fly Southwest. But if you're closer to the northern suburbs in O'Hare or the northern part of town, you might opt for United or American now, because there literally is no difference between United, American, and Southwest. They can claim, you know, their culture is better. But, you know, culture is very much about the people you get on one particular flight. And there's nothing that says that Southwest crew on one flight will be better than an American Airlines crew or a United Airlines crew. So Southwest right now has nothing to sell itself as a differentiation point.
Now, this is a conversation that could last an hour or two, but in the history of the airline industry, Southwest probably did more than any other carrier to bring air travel to the masses, especially in the 80s as deregulation took hold and flights got cheaper. So now that Southwest is an American or a United, essentially, operationally speaking, who is there for the budget traveler, for the person who maybe flies once or twice a year?
Well, I think the problem, Robin, you're certainly right. Southwest was so famous, it had an effect named after it. The DOT, the Transportation Department, literally called it the Southwest effect, where when Southwest entered the market, fares dropped. Now it's catch as catch can. And what I would recommend to travelers, whether they travel every day for business or once a year for leisure, is to compare the total cost of flying, because the fare means nothing now, because it doesn't include the boarding charge, the seat charge, any luggage you might check. So you need to look at the total cost of flying now, not just the advertised or publicly available fare.
Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher, joesentme.com in New York.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.